So let's review. Tan Rabbanan, Shaisa Kiflayim Dama Bereisha. One who drinks pears is taking his life in his own hands. The Gemara clarifies that if he goes outside in between cups, there is no danger. The Gemara also qualifies, V'lo'imaran ela b'yotze l'derech. Drinking pears is only dangerous when a person is about to go out on the road or go to sleep or to the bathroom, but if he's staying home, there is no danger in drinking pears. However, the Gemara asks, U'bebeis eloi? We know that Rava, Abaya, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak were all very careful to avoid drinking pears even when at home. The Gemara answers, Adam Chashav Shani. A prominent person must avoid pears even at home because he is more susceptible to danger, as the Rashbam explains, the Masri Shadim Nafshayu Lazuke. The demons try to harm them at all costs. The Gemara quotes several opinions about which numbers of cups of wine are immune from concerns for Zugais. Amar Ula. Asar kaisis ein behem shum zugos. There is no concern of zugos with drinking 10 cups, since we see that the Chacham instituted the practice of drinking 10 cups of wine in the house of mourning. The Rashbam adds that ula means that there is no concern with 10 or more. The Marashar gives two reasons for the amount of 10. 10 is considered to be one unit of 10. Asibihu kaidish b'chal makim. 10 is associated with many holy things. The concern is only with drinking 2, 4, 6, or 8 cups. Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Avuna hold that there is no concern of zugos with drinking 8 cups, because the third pasuk of Berachas Kohanim reads, Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom, and the 7th cup corresponds to the word shalom. Shalom l'tayva mitztarv, l'ra lo mitztarv. It only counts for the good, not for the bad. In other words, it only counts to make for an odd number, but does not count to make for an even number. Therefore, it is considered as if he drank 7 kaises, not 8. However, there is concern with drinking 2, 4, or 6 cups. Rabbi Rav Yosef hold that there is no concern of zugos even with drinking 6 cups, because the second pasuk of Birchas Kohanim reads, Yorei Hashem panav v'lecha v'chunaka, and the 5th cup corresponds to the word v'chunaka. V'chunaka l'tev mitztarf, l'ra le mitztarf. It only counts for the good, not for the bad, and it's as if he drank 5 cups, not 6. However, there is concern with drinking 2 or 4 cups. Abaye and Rava hold that there is no concern of zugos even with drinking 4 cups, because the first pasuk of Birkas Kohanim reads, Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha, and the 3rd cup corresponds to the word v'yishmerecha. V'yishmerecha l'tev mitzav, l'ra l'mitzav. It only counts for the good, not for the bad, and it's as if he drank 3 cups, not 4. The only concern of zugos is with drinking 2 cups. The Gemara relates that based on his opinion, Rava would often send up the rabbis on the road after giving them 4 cups to drink. And the one time that a person got hurt, Rava attributed to the person's embarrassing Rava publicly by challenging him during a shir, and not to the even number of cups that he drank. Later in the daf, the Gemara says that all even numbers are dangerous in places where sorceresses are around. The Gemara goes on to report statements of Yosef Sheda, Yosef the demon, that were told to different Amiram. Amar of Yosef, Amar li Yosef Sheda, Ashmedoi Malka de Sheda, Memunahu Akule Zugi. Ashmedoi, the king of the demons, is in charge of zugos. There are two versions of what Yosef the demon meant to say. Either that a king would generally not cause harm, and we therefore don't have to be concerned about zugos, or that as a king, he has lots of freedom to cause harm, and we should be quite concerned about zugos. Amar Papa, Amar Li Yosef Sheda. Papa reported that Yosef the demon told him that demons will kill somebody who drinks 2 cups of wine, either intentionally or inadvertently, but would only harm somebody who drinks 4 cups intentionally. He also taught him that in order to defeat a demon, a person should put each thumb in the other hand and continue to declare that he and the demon are an odd number until the demon leaves him alone. After reporting whether different Amiram were concerned about zugos, the Gemara concludes, Kol de milsa, kol de kapit, kapti bahadei, with the le kapit, le kapti bahadei. The general rule is that zugos only affect people who are concerned about them. However, everybody should at least be mildly concerned about zugos. The daf concludes with several statements about which items are susceptible to zugos. Rav Dimi said that only eggs, walnuts, cucumbers, and one other type of food are susceptible to zugos. But since we don't know the identity of that last type of food, we are always concerned for zugos. Rav Avira taught, anything completed by human hands, like cooked dishes and loaves of bread, are not subject to zugos. Drinking in an even number of stores, or drinking more after thinking you are finished drinking, or guests or regular non-chashava women drinking do not cause concerns for zugos. Rav Yosef says that 2 cups of wine do not combine with 1 cup of beer, but 2 cups of beer do combine with 1 cup of wine. Similarly, Rav Nachman and Rav says that 2 cups before the meal and 1 at the meal combine, but 1 before the meal and 2 at the meal do not combine, and the 2 at the meal become a problem of zugos. Everybody agrees that 2 cups at the meal do not combine with 1 cup after the meal. I remember here the Mishmul. Kol ha-mazig mitzdarf. Different types of mixed drinks combine with each other for zugos, even though normally only 2 of the same item are a problem of zugos. There's machlekes whether a mixture of cold and hot water combines with other mixed drinks.